Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lou Brock. Batting second. The second baseman, Ken Hubbs. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The right fielder, George Altman. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dick Burkell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Larry. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Al Larry. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Hiller. Batting second. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting third. The left fielder, Matty Alou. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Orlando Cepeda. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Felipe Alou. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ed Bailey. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jose Pagan. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jim Davenport. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Juan Marichal. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Juan Marichal. And now, play ball. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Marichal fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hiller for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Larry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Alou. Altman reaches second base with a double. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a fly ball into left field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers hits a pop-up towards short. Pagan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou strikes out. One out. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey takes first base on ball four. Cepeda moves to second. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams throws the ball into Banks, who tags Pagan trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Cepeda scores. Bailey moves to second. Two outs. It's 1-0, Giants. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport takes first base on ball 4. Juan Marichal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marichal hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bailey scores. Davenport moves to second. It's 2-0, Giants. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0-for-1 in the game. Hiller takes first base on ball 4. Davenport moves to third. Marichal moves to second. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-1 in the game. Mays hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 6-0, Giants. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0-for-1 in the game. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Alou for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mo Morhard pinch hits for Al Larry. Mo Morhard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morhard strikes out. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0-for-1 in the game. Brock hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hiller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 0-for-1 in the game. Hubbs hits a fly ball into left field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Dave Girard now pitching. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cepeda is called out on strikes. One out. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0-for-1 in the game. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers misplays the ball. That's an error on Rogers. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams strikes out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Altman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hiller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pagan takes first base on ball 4. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Davenport hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pagan moves to second. Juan Marichal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marichal is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Marichal hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gerard fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Gerard. Pagan scores. Davenport goes all the way around to score. Marichal moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 8-0, Giants. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hiller hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got four RBIs. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Marichal moves to third. Two outs. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0-for-2 in the game. Alou hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Marichal scores. That run is unearned. It's 9-0, Giants. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cepeda hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alou moves to third. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0-for-2 in the game. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hub scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 9, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-1 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-1 in the game. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bertel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Elder White pinch hits for Dave Gerard. Elder White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 9, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jack Warner now pitching. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hub scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Pagan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Altman. Pagan reaches second base with a double. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Davenport hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pagan scores. It's 10-0, Giants. Juan Marichal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marichal is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Marichal bunts towards the mound. Warner fields it and throws to first for the out. Davenport moves to second. Two outs. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hiller hits a fly ball towards center. Brock settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Brock. Davenport scores. Hiller moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 11-0, Giants. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 11, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0-for-2 in the game. Brock hits a fly ball into left field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 0-for-2 in the game. Hubbs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Marichal fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. Banks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 11, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Warner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0-for-3 in the game. Alou hits a fly ball into center field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 11, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-2 in the game. Santo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-2 in the game. Rogers strikes out. Two outs. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Bertel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Santo moves to third. Bob Will pinch hits for Jack Warner. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Davenport settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 11, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Barney Schultz now pitching. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bailey strikes out. One out. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Pagan hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Davenport hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Juan Marichal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marichal is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Marichal hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schultz fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 11, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 3 in the game. Brock takes first base on ball 4. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hubbs hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hiller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 11-2, Giants. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 3 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Altman takes first base on ball 4. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Alou. Santo reaches second base with a double. Altman moves to third. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0 for 3 in the game. Rogers takes first base on ball 4. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Bertel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 11, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Hiller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schultz fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hiller moves to second. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Alou hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Cepeda hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0 for 4 in the game. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 11, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim McKnight pinch hits for Barney Schultz. Jim McKnight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKnight hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Brock bunts towards third. Davenport fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Hubbs hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 11, and Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.